December 7, brighter and brighter still. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, Proverbs 4:18. The great error with the churches in all ages has been to reach a certain point in their understanding of Bible truth, and there stop. There they anchored. They ceased to go forward, as much as to say, we have all sufficient light, we need no more. The Lord loves his people and would lead them step by step onward under the banner of truth, the third angel's message. In these last days we have the benefit of the wisdom and experience of past ages. The men of God, saints and martyrs, have made confession of their faith, and the knowledge of their experience and their burning zeal for God is transmitted to the world in the living oracles. This hereditary trust has been gathered up by faithful witnesses, that the bright light shining upon them in the knowledge of God might enlighten those living in these last days, and while they appreciate this light, they will advance to greater light. The source of all light still invites us to come and absorb its rays. Light is not placed where the followers of Christ cannot obtain its benefits. It is not cut off from the world, so there is no more or increased light to shine in greater clearness and more abundantly upon all who have improved the light given of God. God's people in these last days are not to choose darkness rather than light. They are to look for light, to expect light. The light will continue to shine in brighter and still brighter rays and reveal more and more distinctly the truth as it is in Jesus, that human hearts and human characters may be improved, and moral darkness which Satan is working to bring over the people of God may be dispelled. As we near the close of time, there will be needed a deeper and clearer discernment, a more firm knowledge of the Word of God, a living experience, and the holiness of heart and life which we must have to serve Him.